This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the InfoWars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide, you're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones. Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning.
Here we are, my friends.
Hills are filled with fire.
It's now Thursday, the second day of February, 2017. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I'm going to be here during the first hour, and then David Nice can be taking over because I'm getting on an airplane and flying back to my beloved Austin, Texas, from here in Los Angeles, California. Of course, last night we saw more vicious attacks, riots, things being burned, cars being overturned, women being attacked premeditatedly by throngs of just vicious, cowardly trash. And the media and professors, the stories are all up on InfoWars.com, praising it and saying it's a good thing because you should, quote, knock out anybody going to a Trump event or to any other conservative or libertarian event. These people are all Nazis. They've all been dehumanized, and so knock them out. Remember in San Jose during the Trump campaign, a woman being beaten and hit with poles that had Mexican flags on them and slapped and hit in the face with eggs until she was bloody, with people celebrating, basically chanting. .com, praising it and saying it's a good thing. Because you should, quote, knock out anybody going to a Trump event or to any other conservative or libertarian event. These people are all Nazis. They've all been dehumanized, and so knock them out. Remember in San Jose during the Trump campaign, a woman being beaten and hit with poles that had Mexican flags on them and slapped and hit in the face with eggs until she was bloody, with people celebrating, basically chanting Viva Mexico. This is the fact. I was in D.C., and some of this got caught on tape, but bloody women kept walking by while I was waiting in the street to get my credentials. This was just right where I was at, about 200 yards from one of the entrances. And I kept saying, you're being beaten, you're being attacked. So we went down the street and witnessed them attacking men, women, and children. People with little kids that were trying to get in were being attacked by these people. And it was mainly women would come up and claw you and hit you, but also little shriveled men. But they could still hurt you, you know, kind of like little race scans, scratching at you and clawing and hitting. And we'd go after families. And I said they would target women. We got footage of this. Well, there's dramatic footage from San Francisco at the Berkeley event last night of Milo, which got shut down. And the police stood down there, as they do all over the state of California, at the so-called centers of higher education. And there's just this woman who's up against a fence with no help, no men, no women to help her. And I guess because she's dressed nice and it's white, she is attacked by a throng of people wearing masks. But by the shriveled nature, it looks like the classic little shriveled white male pibs and then female white women and others. But there are some Hispanic women and black folks also, you know, running around in the throng celebrating. And then she's knocked down the street, and then they just keep attacking her. And reportedly she was in really bad condition at the hospital, because we don't even see the worst. The throng just sucks her like a zombie horde in to be attacked. And you see the New York Times and everybody and Newsweek and the Washington Post saying, hey, it's a time to riot. It's a time.
If these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
It is indeed, my friends. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, as we speak, I am taping this right before the show goes live with David Knight, who's going to be co-hosting. But then, as soon as I'm done taping this, about an hour in the future, I'm going to be in a car on the road nearing the airport. And I'm going to be Facebook living into the show as well, or I may just call into the show with David Knight because there's so much to cover, so much breaking as we speak. Just minute to minute, things are happening. But the live broadcast is coming up. It is Thursday, February 2nd, 2017. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. Very, very honored to be here with you. I was on the Joe Rogan Experience that reaches, I got the actual numbers, 90 million downloads a month and 20 million YouTube views a month. So just look at how that's devastating mainstream media. He's been doing it 8 years. I've known Joe since the late 90s. And it's just absolutely continues to explode, one of the biggest podcasts in the world. And it was a really powerful, fun 4 hours we did last night, and then the machine Joe was still going to go on and have dinner with his family and his three daughters and his wife, and then go on from there and do a big comedy routine at one of the major comedy clubs for 2 hours. So that is a hard, hard-working fellow right there. I'm going to talk some about that coming up, just because it ties into the whole media landscape and the fact that mainstream media is dead, and they're just now finally figuring out that's the case. One of the big nails in the coffin for them is Donald John Trump. Okay. I don't have words to describe the phenomenon of rat-like people that I've seen personally in D.C. and that I've seen countless times online, like you have, attacking women. Last night, they were trying to have a Milo event in San Francisco at Berkeley, and they were burning cars, overturning things, tearing everything up, and the police stood down. We have had our reporters, and this happened to myself as well, just a few weeks ago in D.C. for the inauguration, a week and a half ago, witnessing the police actually aiding the anarchists and the communists and the Black Lives Matter cowards attacking families. And I've got to tell you, we did begin to physically get involved trying to stop them in D.C., and the police came over only then to stop us. But I'm not looking for trouble, but we need to start seeing people show up at these events. I'm going to call Milo. In fact, he's getting back on a plane right now, but I'm going to try to get Milo on next week. But I'm going to actually reach out to Milo. I think it's time to tell our listeners, everybody, to just go show up to defend free speech at these universities, in these leftist areas, and just expose what they're doing, because we're not looking for trouble, but this is America, this is free speech. And when you witness this woman holding onto a fence, and it's her only crime is she's white and she's dressed nice, and they hit her in the head with a pole, and they're slapping her, they're hitting her, and she's crying and screaming and begging in horror. In fact, you can roll some of that video and audio over me if you want. And just like sharks dragging a seal up from the surface, just jerk her straight back into a crowd and then stomp on her and attack her as she's drug along in the tide, the riptide of the stampeding hooligans. And it's sick. These are such spiritual cowards at a deep level that they target women. They're predators. And I don't know of any culture except for radical Islam that targets women by design because they're non-combatants. And it is so painful to see a riot, an orgy of frothing hate as they scream, "No KKK." They're mainly white people, little shrunken, you know, meth head types that are doing this and exercising this vicious attack on free speech and this orgy of anti-Caucasian rhetoric that is being spewed from the mainstream media and out of the mouth of Soros in an attempt to radicalize Hispanics, blacks, and others. But, again, I'm not absolving them of some of the racist Hispanics and blacks that are out doing this. We have footage in San Jose of Hispanic men beating a white woman bloody. And everybody says she deserves it. She's white. She's at a Trump rally. Take her out. So they are inherently racist, tribal, bad type people. I mean, just imagine the KKK surrounding a black woman and hitting her in the head and hitting her with eggs and slapping her and bloodying her. There would be a giant outcry, and there should be. But racial attacks on whites is now a religious sacrament of the left, and they've gone from being a insane, out-of-control, brainwashed group to really a truly evil group who've never been in fights in their life, most of them, never really had jobs in their life, never done anything dangerous in their life, but they still have the instinct, but it's twisted, to make war. And they do it by attacking women. And what they're conjuring is their destruction. Because if they want a war, they're going to get a war with real people. But the libertarians, the patriots of this country, must be extremely restrained right now and not feed into this. Just give them more rope. Let them keep running with it. But this is truly despicable. And, by the way, I was watching CNN, MSNBC this morning. Nothing on it. Nothing was even said about it. I saw one little mention when I was eating breakfast earlier on TV about some unrest and protest that got rowdy in San Francisco. No, they blocked peaceful people going into a convention area to hear someone who is a gay libertarian, basically, Milo, speak. And because they claim they have ownership on that whole group in some cult, they were throwing flaming dildos that were on fire. Do you have any idea how dangerous a big blob of, you know, rubber plastic is? It's like basically necklacing, like Winnie Mandela would do to her enemies, including children, put a tire with gasoline in it around your neck and burn you up. They were throwing burning sex toys at people. I mean, it's well documented what happened. But the biggest issue is they're trying to block free speech and they're attacking women. They're attacking women by design because they know women don't fight back. But the really big cowards are the police, who I've seen in videos around California especially, celebrating and laughing at the people being attacked and strutting around with their nightsticks. They're usually, you know, really out of shape for whatever reason as communist cops. And Trump came out and said, listen, you're going to get your federal funding pulled if you're not a place that's inclusive and open to everybody, which is the federal law, by the way. Remember Eisenhower in Arkansas and other areas had to have the federal troops bring little black kids into school? And those schools almost lost their funding? Okay, so, and they're like, oh, how dare you threaten our free speech, Trump, they're saying in the news. How dare you threaten to take education money when all we want to do is beat women and burn things down and stop free speech and bully everyone while we're protected by the police? These guys are the equivalent of folks that want to hunt a tiger. And they put it in a cage and walk up at point-blank range and shoot it in the cage. I love hunting. Nothing wrong with controlling, you know, population and harvesting deer or whatever. But you know the types that want to put something in a cage and then hunt it that way? It's ridiculous. You at least need to tie it up to a tree or something. I'm being sarcastic. I've been to some of these dove and quail hunts where it's like canned quail. They're just like coming out. But hey, you eat them, so whatever. You're actually harvesting their dumb birds. It's like Operation Parakeet or something. But getting serious here. Trump coming out saying, we'll pull your funding is just beautiful. It's absolutely what needs to be done. And these monsters need to be met face-to-face and dealt with. By the way, there's that professor we hadn't gotten on probably in 6-8 months who's actually, I think, at UC Berkeley, isn't he? No, UC Davis. He's at UC Davis. He's a Japanese-American. What's his name? He's been on a bunch. His name is, I don't want to get it wrong. We'll pull it up. Hamamoto, that's it, Hamamoto. We need to get Hamamoto on the show because this is exactly the type of cult-like stuff. By the way, he's what I call a classical liberal. He's not some right-winger. He was against the wars. He just gets that there's a culture of total brainwashing, and they're taking race-based programming, race-based mind control, and using the most hardcore, true Nazi tactics. Everybody says this is a Nazi, that's a Nazi. It's overused. But when you talk about racially dividing people and then creating a political cosmology based on race and saying other groups don't have a right to exist or rights to have free speech and going out and attacking them, that's what authoritarians, communists, Nazis, fascists, totalitarians of every stripe and every ilk, this is their bedrock system. This is the ocean in which they swim. So we've got all of that to be getting into here today as well. But I just want to be incredibly clear about something. When we come back from break, I'm going to really try to summon my best words to put this into proper meaning, because I have real trouble grasping just how good Donald Trump is and just how amazing he is and how he's over-delivering and is so charming and so funny and is just dominating the globalist and making every right move, every Americana move. It is just spellbinding compared to what we've been under with Obama and George Herbert Walker Bush and the Clintons and all the rest of it. It is truly something to behold. And so I've got some very, very important information that I want to break down after we come back from the break here in just a moment, because we really should be thanking God and our lucky stars right now. And I myself just want to say that, because I just feel like I'm not saying it enough. Thank you, God, for this awakening. Thank you for the listeners of this broadcast and of the heart of the resistance. Thank you for the great team we've got in Austin, Texas. Thank you for all the people that have prayed for us and supported us over the years, because the brotherhood, the sisterhood, the honorableness of just being part of this return of America, this true Americana, is so beautiful and so pure and so strong and so beautiful compared to the enemy. It's agony and ecstasy. I look at the ugly, twisted, demonic piles of slime beating up women, and then I look at the Patriots and everything they do, every race, color, and creed, and it just brings tears to my eyes that these fallen people have no idea how stupid they are. We'll be right back.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Make no mistake, what you and I and all of us are witnessing right now, if we are successful at reversing the tide of the program to dehumanize humanity, if we are successful, this time that we're entering, will go down in history as the most critical historical juncture in all of our species' amazing journey. Now, I was thinking this morning when I woke up at like 1 a.m. out here in California. I just couldn't sleep, so I've been up since 1 a.m. about Donald Trump. And everybody knows who's been listening or watching a long time. I could care less about famous people. I could care less about power. I could care less about money. I could care less about the cult of personality. I mean, quite frankly, I just thought of Donald Trump as some hotel casino owner who was flamboyant and used his celebrity to advertise his projects. Well, now I've researched Trump, and I know people that have known him for a very long time, and I've gotten to know him a little bit, and he's undoubtedly the smartest person that I've ever talked to or met. Now that I can really see how he's calculating, what he's doing, what he's planning. But I want to tell everybody something right now. I want to tell all the fake libertarians and all the fake conservatives and all the never Trumpers something. I'm not talking to liberals right now. Brainwashed, you know, zombies, they don't listen. They just scream, KKK, go away, KKK, go away. I want to talk to people who claim they're actually for the Second Amendment and claim they're for sovereignty and all the rest of it, who still can't admit they were wrong about Trump and come up to me on the street or you know, in emails I get or comments I see on YouTube. Oh, yeah, Alex, what about Goldman Sachs? And I've had Jesse Ventura call up my cell phone and, you know, leave a message. I think I'll get him on a debate this and go, yeah, Alex, what about all the Goldman Sachs people and what about all this stuff? Boy, aren't all of you eating crow right now? Sure, he's appointed three people that were in Goldman Sachs who all are anti-globalist on record. Their pedigrees are good. Goldman Sachs is where the best people get recruited. And I always said, as long as Trump goes out and actually gets people that know how to guide him through the globalist wilderness, like Lewis and Clark, and as long as it's our anti-New World Order, pro-America, pro-human agenda that gets done, I'm all for it. I made the analogy of I don't care if he has a goblin guide that leads him into the mines of Moria, as long as, you know, I don't catch him kissing goblins or catch him in bed with a goblin. And we haven't seen that happen, have we? No, he's got the goblins under his control, and they're doing exactly what he says and clicking their heels when he gives orders and then running off their little gleaming eyes into the night to do his work. That's true genius. So the golden toad is becoming the goblin king. There is a lot going on, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm done with my Middle Earth analogies, but they certainly fit here. And let me just explain. The world government project was given to Goldman Sachs in the 20s to carry out. The proto-Goldman Sachs carried out the Bolshevik Revolution. This is all history out of New York City and London. When he pulled us out of TPP, and when he's pulling us out of all these globalist programs to dissolve the borders, and when he sets up deals to bring our jobs back, he is destroying the Goldman Sachs project. So, of course, he brought in top architects from inside the enemy operation to help know where to place the plastic explosives for the controlled demo that we're now witnessing. And his guides have taken him through the inner workings of it. He already had a good understanding as an outsider billionaire who was able to defeat their monopolies himself. Because Trump is all about one man doing it his way, defeating them. And he sees us as him. And our victories and our successes is his. Look at him getting on a helicopter, not telling the press where he's going. I love it. I relish it. And going out to Fort Meade to pick up the remains of the Navy SEAL that died battling the Al-Qaeda globalist forces that John McCain and Hillary and all the rest of them turned loose in the Middle East and into Africa. How presidential is that? Personally meeting the family. And that's the type of stuff Trump does, those real personal touches. He's amazing. And I'm not going to tell you about the personal touches Trump's done in my life, but it's incredible. It's amazing. The type of classy things he's done personally, it's very touching. And this is that magic touch, folks. It's incredible. And they are scared. Just pray for Trump. But I'm going to come back and tell you more of how he's been delivering. And tell you right now, folks, he's already blown up in 14 days or whatever it is in office. He's already blown up like a third of their operation. This is biblical. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. This is Victory.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Do you like my analogy of the goblins?
That was awesome. Your eyes winning.
You got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Are we seeing it here? You got it. Are we seeing the earth now? You got it. Are we seeing the earth? You got it.
Alex Jones Show.
Times, make no mistake, there is good and there is evil in this universe, in this world. I want to finish up on Trump, and I really want to create a special report when I get back. Maybe say the first 2 weeks, because it'll be 2 weeks tomorrow. and break down all the incredible accomplishments, the promises kept, the enemies defeated, and the future battles to come. But we are in deep. You know, humanity faces dehumanization. We face the rise of the machines. We face the globalists with their jacking the food and water and all their Trojan horses. But their full projects of complete domination and shutting off our energy and really taking over, really getting us in a stranglehold, forced inoculations, all of it, every point of their agenda is on fire. And winning fixes everything, to quote Trump, when you're doing it for the right reasons. And there's optimism, and the globalists are trying to kill that optimism. They've done it with people that have 2-3 degrees at these universities that feel like they have no future. Then they're taught it's effing white males that did it all. And it is effing rich billionaire white males that are fighting Trump. On the other side, like Zuckerberg, that are brainwashing them through the curricula that Bill and Melinda Gates and the Ford Foundation and Soros have assured have gotten in, where they have a total race-based tribal program, which is a classic emergency human program that has been activated in them, and they believe they're fighting exactly what they are, the most classic form of total projection the world has ever seen. I don't need a psychology degree to tell you when I see the space shuttle blast off from Cape Canaveral, and I, you know, don't need a degree in rocket science, to be able to tell you what that is. And I don't need a psychology degree, as I was just saying, to tell you that these people are the most classic forms of projection the planet has ever witnessed. So Trump is delivering on every single front. And the big question is, what are the globalists going to do? I mean, you look at the Goldman Sachs thing. He is pulling out of TPP, or killed it, pulling out of NAFTA and GATT and renegotiating it. He is massively bringing new jobs back. The stock market's been exploding, even though the globalists are trying to tap it down by raising interest rates. He is devastating every major pillar of their system, from political correctness to, again, killing our sovereignty, bringing in low-skilled workers to drive down wages. He's just going after everything as if he's really working for us and wants a future based on humans, based on upward mobility, based on a large middle class and an upwardly mobile working class and an elite that compete with each other for innovation and don't sit there like mafias shutting down their competition using government. You know, I love how they claim all day that, oh, they're conservative and that they're libertarian at the Heritage Foundation because, you know, they want, quote, free trade with China. One-sided deals are not free trade. This is a complete joke. Globalism is designed to shut us down. And I know I've hammered that and hammered that and hammered that, but our view of the world, which is the elite's view, but from a perspective that's pro-human. The stuff we talk about here is in their white papers. It's what they say, but they say it like it's a good thing. We're actually exposing to the general public what is in these books and white papers and journals and declassified reports that is dry academic stuff that the public didn't want to hear about, didn't want to know about. But Donald Trump and Alex Jones and all of you together with people like Matt Drudge and thedrudgereport.com together, we are building this better future, building this better world by laying out the real map. How would you drive a car if you didn't have a windshield or if you didn't have a camera and some screen you were looking at? But you still wouldn't want to look through an artificial camera and navigate like you were in a submarine. There's something confining, something, the term would be, like spelunking through a cave and you're having anxiety over being in a small place. But looking through the windshield, you feel free and open in the world. And the globalists want you to look through their template. Look through their darkly. Look through their controlled paradigm so they can incrementally manipulate the data until you've lost your humanity and never even know where, at what point you actually did lose that final scrap. So it is suffocating to be inside the New World Order. It is oppressive. It is, I'm having that moment. Buckley, what's the word when you don't like small places?
Claustrophobia.
I just am like getting senile here. No, I'm not. Actually, I have such big ideas flowing through my mind. It's hard to just go down to these basic words. Globalism is claustrophobia. Freedom and renaissance is open. The whole universe is endless expanse. True liberalism, true freedom. And then look at what we promote and what we do. And look at what Trump promotes, what we do. True openness, but through respect. The globalists say, oh, be open while we tell you how to speak, what to do, how to live, what kids you can have, and we're going to overrun you with people that have been taught to hate you. No, that's not true openness. Openness is protecting the open society that globalists want to crush, bringing in societies that weren't open and free. We're a spaceship in the United States. We still have big problems, but we have our own atmosphere. We have our own system that proved it was the model of the world. It was captured and overrun, and now they're trying to depressurize it. Because the globalists want to live in a different atmosphere, politically, culturally, spiritually, than we do. So today, as I fly back to Austin, I'm going to type up a bunch of notes and think about Trump's accomplishments. And I think tomorrow on the air, I'm going to open the phones up because I can't think of all of them. There's so many. And have you call in with his accomplishments. And I'm going to write those down. And I'm going to do a special report this weekend. I'm really going to make a super fancy information warfare truth bomb. Just breaking down the fact that Trump is amazing. And we knew he was good because the enemy was attacking him and truly freaking out. We even got their internal emails, WikiLeaks. But now, the way he's delivering on all of it, the proof is right there. This is a total break from the globalist project that we've been under since the 1860s. Globalism got launched by the British Empire through the program that Galton and others developed. And it got then picked up by the turn of the last century by the robber barons, and it's been the true operating system of the Western world, antithetical to the true Western culture. It's been like a body snatcher version, a twisted body snatching, shape shifting, twisted doppelganger. And listen, we're kicking the body snatchers out, folks. This is a war against the parasites, against people that are anti-human. This is the real deal. Now, before I run out of time here and turn the baton over to David Knight, then I'm going to pop in later live on Facebook Mentions, I just wanted to get to some of the other extremely positive news. I'm really impressed with Joe Rogan. I've known Joe since I first went and saw one of his comedy shows in like 98, got to know him in 99, hung out with him quite a bit over the years, a lot less the last 6, 7, 8 years than we did before, because he's got kids, I've got kids, we're both busy. But Joe doesn't really let a lot of people in to how he thinks and who he really is. But just over the years, I've gotten sophisticated enough to really know how Joe Rogan operates. And he is a really, really smart guy, one of the smartest guys I know. And just to watch the way he works and the way he does things, he's not manipulative, but he plans stuff out. He's very tactical about things. And you know, he screws around and has some fun as well because there's a place for that. But I was on his podcast that reaches 90 million people a month just on iTunes and, of course, 20 million a month on YouTube, just showing how mainstream media is nothing, how mainstream media is just a joke, and how he started his show 7, 8 years ago. I started mine 21 years ago. But it just shows how independently – it's not that we've even become the mainstream. The people have just tuned out of the corporate establishment old model and into us. So I'm going to go to Knight here in a minute or two. But before I do that, I just wanted to just say that it was great to be on the show with Joe and Eddie Bravo. He's so entertaining. Went to dinner with him later with Bravo. He's so hilarious. That would have been a good Facebook mentions that I should have done. But I'm going to do a...
All right, now that's Alex Jones. We recorded that earlier. He's on his way to the airport right now. He's on Facebook Live. We're going to go right to that transmission. Here's Alex Jones live on Facebook.
Each other up together. In just a moment, David Knight's going to be taking over the next 3 hours of the show, doing a great job there from Austin, Texas. Again, you're watching a live Facebook mentions right now. I'm going to recap the fact that Trump really wants to deliver for himself and us as well in a symbiotic relationship that is prosperity, that is renaissance. So again, here in just a moment, David Knight will be going to me, and I will break that down with the audience. Left lane? Okay. Here we are in Los Angeles, going down Ventura Boulevard. Makes me think of my old buddy Jesse Ventura. We ought to get him on sometime. And we're coming up here on the 405.
Okay.
Okay, got it. And again, David Knight, I'm not connected to David. I don't know if he hears me or sees me, but I'd imagine that he's saying, let's go to Alex. So Here I am, ladies and gentlemen. This is Facebook Mentions. Earlier, I taped what you just saw. David Knight's live in studio. We're live driving down Ventura.
Left here.
Left here?
Yes.
All right, anyways, driving while hosting the show. But as I was saying, that's going to be so delayed. You're not going to want to do that.
It's okay. I'm not watching.
I'm going to kill the feet. Can't do it. Anyways, we are here in traffic, driving, ladies and gentlemen, having a really good time. The crew probably thinks this is a train wreck. It's not. This is real. This is teleprompter free. This is what it's all about. This is really hearing what I really think. The research we're doing. The top brains we're talking to. What's developing. What's happening. Ladies and gentlemen, again, David Knight is about to take over the show. I want to give you here, really, in just a few minutes, I was just doing it for the last 15 for the audience on Facebook Mentions, I want to break down for all of you the secrets of Donald J. Trump. No, not the secrets of what color his underwear are. Not the secrets of what type of dental floss he uses. Not the secrets of what type of soft drink he likes to drink. But the real reason Donald Trump is not going to betray us, and the real reason that you can count on Donald Trump. Number one, drum roll please. Donald Trump doesn't like bullies and doesn't like kingpins and establishment types that tried to block him for decades in his business and really tried to block his father, who was the big scrapper. That's where he got it, was from his daddy. So we've got all that. He wants to be the turnaround guy for America and the world. He wants a system based on prosperity, not consolidation and enslavement. And he wants to prove all of his critics wrong. But most importantly, from a selfish position, he wants to create a dynasty beyond anything that the Kennedys ever could have imagined. He wants to create a dynasty, left or right, guys?
You just follow this on.
Got it. He wants to create a dynasty where his daughter, Ivanka, or his son, Donald Jr., or others, can easily be president down the road. And let me tell you, I don't usually like dynasties like the Bushes and the Clintons and people or Kim Jong-un, but with the Trumps, if Trump turns America around and his smart kids are up to the challenge, I'd love to see them be part of our government ongoing, because that's what this is all about. So there is just a really, really amazing time to be alive. Trump has bound his energy. Trump has bound everything he is and everything he will ever be to delivering. He will be destroyed. As I said a year and a half ago, I said, I'm fully behind Trump. My gut tells him he's right. He loves freedom. He loves honor. Everything tells me he's great, but we'll see once he gets in. And now he's over-delivering at breakneck speed, as they say, an obsession. Because his will, his name, his family, his honor, his treasure is bound to America and the planet succeeding. And that's what it is when you believe in humanity. It's exhausting, but it's exhilarating and it's empowering. And all these inbred elites were given their power hereditarily, third, fourth, fifth, sixth generation. So they don't understand that. And they just look down on everybody and want to make everybody poor so they can manage them and control them. With Trump, he's fully in. He has merged his essence with the Republic and restoring things. And so that's why Trump will not betray you. He's already done irrevocable damage just exposing the globalist program, taking it from underground to mainstream. He's already made them admit world government that he's destroying their plan and that it's unelected. He's already brought them out of the shadows into the light for us to be able to inquisit and us to be able to ask the questions and know what's happening. We've got the New World Order right now on the rack, ladies and gentlemen. They now have gone from being top dog in their arrogance to being in serious trouble. It doesn't mean we're invincible. We're far from it. But an epic, historical, over-the-top mega battle is taking place and is happening right now. And as I drive along here, I want everybody to understand that those are our fellow humans out there who've been taught to be self-centered, who've been taught not to care about other people, who've been taught to act like the elites themselves, who've been taught to pose as if they're elites by the Kardashian-type brainwashing. So they don't realize the real power is in reaching out and helping others and building others up and building yourself up and having a vision and having a dream. Humans dream and then we build. It's not enough to just dream of something. You have to have the platform. You have to have the background. You have to have the vision. You have to have the destiny. And America has that vision. America has that destiny, but we've got to take it in our hands. We've got to take it on to us and realize that the spirit of liberty is strong with this republic. And that's why the enemies of freedom and those that want global government want to dominate and kill the idea of free market and Americana and trailblazing and rugged individualism and masculinity and femininity and the true power of our species. They're at war with the very species because they're satanic and they're not of this world, ladies and gentlemen. No matter what cosmology you look at in history, it's there. The facts are writ large. The truth is incontrovertible. So again, I've broken down the secrets here. I think we should just celebrate the fact that the globalists are in trouble. That's why they don't want us to have parties or balls or events or speaking engagements. That's why they come to them and beat up women and beat up families. It's because they don't want us to have a culture. They don't want us to come back together. They want to stifle our free speech. They want to shut us down. Because they can't compete with what we've got. They can't compete with who we are. They can't compete with the culture we're developing and that we're producing, which is the cutting edge of humanity, not the ancient forms of oppression and tyranny. Now, we're going to go to break in a moment. I'm going to come back and do 5 more minutes, and I'm going to turn this over to David Knight. But I'm just telling you, emblematically, they don't want us celebrating our victories. But pulling out of TPP, pointing out we're allowed to have borders, pointing out we're allowed to have sovereignty, pointing out that we need jobs, pointing out that we've got one-sided deals, pointing out we have a right to defend ourselves, pointing out that vaccines and medical tyranny need to be looked at and examined and investigated, pointing out everything Trump has been doing, slashing regulations, when a Navy SEAL comes back, you know, going out there, not making fanfare out of it to meet with the family. All of these things are symbols, and it's symbols of what has value, and what the real rock stars are aren't people dribbling basketballs or playing football that are all arrogant, everybody worships, but people that actually sacrifice, like firefighters and police officers and people in our military and single moms that bust their ass to raise their kids. This is the real world. These are the real heroes, and Trump's saying, you're the damn hero, start acting like it, and don't let these people break your will, because that's all they're trying to do is demoralize us, and I'm not putting up with it anymore, and neither's Trump. You understand that spirit? And Trump feels it, and Trump follows it, and it's the spirit of God. And all you damn demons better know we're coming for your asses. We're going to go to break, let David Knight take us out. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Stay with us.
All right, we're going to be right back right after the break.
ETA now.
We're going to be right back right after the break. Alex is on his way to the airport, soon to enter airplane mode, actually. But he's got another segment that's coming up, and we're going to be talking to the filmmakers behind the book Gosnell, America's Greatest Serial Killer. And that is something that is right now number 3 on Amazon. It's an amazing story. And actually, we're going to skip this break, and we're going to go back to Alex. Is Alex ready to come back on? Okay. All right. So we're going to skip this break. Alex is going to be joining us in just a moment. In the third hour, we're going to be talking to the filmmakers, as I said, behind Gosnell. They've had a very successful fundraising to get this independent film done. And this is not their first rodeo. They've done other independent films. These are great investigative journalists, but they can't get any distributors. Today, we're going to talk about the First Amendment, because we had a very important announcement from Donald Trump today about the Johnson Amendment. And you may not know what that is, but, of course, the Johnson Amendment was something that Lyndon Johnson put on. Now, back in the 1950s, to shut down the free speech of pastors from the pulpit. And I've talked many times to people who organize Pulpit Freedom Sunday, where they have pastors record a sermon that they give from their pulpit. They record it and send it to the IRS, because what the IRS has been doing for 50, 60 years is intimidating people without the authority to do so, that they cannot exercise political speech from the pulpit. Isn't it amazing that at the same time they're allowed to do this, we see the left out there also now violently intimidating free speech? We saw that woman who got pepper sprayed in the face as she was talking to a television station. And she was saying at the time, you know, I want to give these people a chance to have their say and so forth. And then they just walk up and say, no, no, that's not the kind of people we are. We're the kind of people, when you show up with your signs to try to convince people, to try to educate them, we show up with signs that are black to put them in front of your signs. That's what they did when we went to the abortion protests that were going on at the local clinic here in Austin. Or they get violent with people. See, the First Amendment doesn't allow you, as we've all heard, doesn't allow you to yell fire in a crowded theater. It also doesn't allow you to set fire to the theater. Violence and rioting are not First Amendment speech. But they want to say that it is. So we have a struggle going on today. We're going to talk about this. This is all in the news today. What happened in Berkeley with the riots. The difference between riots and demonstrations, the difference between free speech and censorship that we see at the universities. And also, we're going to take a look at religious freedom, because this is going to be at the center of the Supreme Court pick that Donald Trump has picked. And, of course, as we see Neil Gorsuch coming through, one of the things that they're all talking about in terms of opposing him is his Hobby Lobby decision, which was upheld by the Supreme Court, even without Justice Scalia. It's very interesting, and we had a discussion about this last night on the Nightly News, went into depth about the history of the Supreme Court situation, what is ahead for Donald Trump in terms of another possible three liberal justices on there. See, this justice, Gorsuch, Neil Gorsuch, is a Scalia clone. Putting him in Scalia's seat does not change anything about the balance of the Supreme Court, and he is eminently qualified. He has great credentials. He was unanimously selected for the current district court position that he's in, but it's beyond that. He has excellent decisions that he's had, but it's going to come down to these types of ideological issues. And Donald Trump last night, after the news, said, we're going to go nuclear if we need to confirm Gorsuch. If they want to try to block it by a filibuster, say you're going to have 60 votes, then we're going to go nuclear. And that means that they're going to change the rules, so then they only need 51 votes in order to confirm him. If they do that for this non-controversial judge who doesn't alter the balance of the Supreme Court, who is eminently qualified as a jurist, then you're going to find a situation where when you've got three of these judges like Ginsburg and Kennedy and others who are at or well beyond, in the case of Ginsburg, well beyond the average retirement age of Supreme Court justices, which is 79. She's at 83. She's had bouts of cancer. She's in very poor health, and I would say probably poor mental health as well. But if they don't retire, and there's a good chance that they will retire or die in the next 4 years because of their age, in that situation, a Trump appointment with just a simple 51 vote would change the balance of the Supreme Court. So we're going to talk about all the issues behind that. And, of course, one of the things that's breaking today in the news, we're going to go to a John Bound report at the top of the hour about what happened in Berkeley. But I think as we go back and forth and we look at issues of speech, as we look at issues of law, as we look at the difference between establishment and separation and the free exercise of religion, it's amazing to me, and of course we've talked about this many times, how the left embraces Sharia law. Even though Sharia law wants to oppress women, and the left is all about feminism, and yet you have people like Hillary Clinton bring on a Sharia Khan, as I called him, Khazir Khan. They say, well, he's a Gold Star family, so he gets to speak, but he has been known as a deep advocate of Sharia law. And we have another advocate of Sharia law here. This lady is Linda Sarsow. And I want to read you some of her Twitter feeds that she's out here. She organized a pro-Sharia women's march. Now, this was defended by the SPLC, and we had that at Infowars.com about a week or so ago. But I want to give you an idea of the propaganda that is being put out here. She says, you'll know when you're living under Sharia law if suddenly all your loans and credit cards become interest-free. Sounds nice, doesn't it? Oh, wouldn't that be great? He says, if you're still paying interest, then Sharia law hasn't taken over America. And I noted on here, you know what? That is not something that you own. The one time that it's recorded that Jesus got violent with people was against the money changers. That's not something you own. But then she talks about how wonderful it is to live under. You know what? You get paid maternity leave, she says, in Saudi Arabia. And I would say, yeah, you also have reduced overhead. If you violate their law, they cut your head off. That's Sharia law. That's establishment of religion. That's what the liberals support. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The